Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heartfelt Podcast. Heartfelt Podcast is going to be a weekly series where we invite entrepreneurs, storytellers, experts, and people especially of underrepresented background to not only share their stories, but also engage in very meaningful conversations that leads to empowerment and community growth. My name is Fatwem Kaba, and I'm the host of Heartfelt Podcast and also the founder of Heart Global Network. So Heartfelt Podcast is basically a flagship program of Heart Global Network. And the goal of Heart Global Network as a whole is to tell stories. I love storytelling, and I've always like been passionate about representation, especially of underrepresented voices. So this is episode one, and I'm very excited about it. I'm going to be having guests every week and releasing topics based on different choices or things that are going on, but they're mostly going to be from people of underrepresented background. And this episode, basically, I'm going to share my journey. I'm originally from Monrovia, Liberia, West Africa. And I was born there during the Civil War, and I grew there, did my high school, everything, and eventually got a scholarship to the U.S., and now I'm in Canada. But throughout my journey, one thing that I've always been constant is that I love storytelling. I just haven't been sure about how I wanted to tell stories because the journey has not always like been the same. I initially like started as a talk show host back in Liberia, where I was like hosting Youth Dex radio talk show. And I really enjoyed the experience. And one of the highlights of my moment as a talk show host then was when a father called me and he was like, "Hey, I really, really love your talk. I love the things you say and I love the encouragement you give and the representation, especially for our girls. And I'm going to encourage my daughter to follow in this footstep." I think for me, that was a big like highlight because most Maringo men wouldn't like push their girl children to go to school or to learn, but to be able to like give that kind of mindset to an elderly man who say, "I'm going to push my girl children to learn," was a big deal for me. Afterwards, when I got a scholarship to the U.S. through my Liberia, I knew I wanted to like do something like activism, media, and just like having voices out there. I just wasn't sure. So I initially like applied to like a few like radio stations and things to, I have never wanted to be a journalist, but just like talk shows and things. But none of them were like really possible because as an international student, you couldn't work off campus. There are a lot of like legal restrictions and implications towards it. So afterwards, I started a page on Facebook called Principles of Modesty, where I just also wanted to like talk to people, do education, and just like talk about different things, like provide training, like even simple like tech training for especially girls, provide writing workshops and things. But eventually, I did not really know that a person can like have a career as a content creator or like maybe in the media, because I had like a very, I thought, you know, like doing media wasn't really like meant for people who's gonna be successful unless you already like have a certain background. So eventually that page failed, lack of commitment on my part too. And then I started like another page called Key. I'm sure like a lot of people saw it, became like a fanfare all around, and everybody was like, "Oh, this is cool." That also was like a online talk show where I like invite people, we talk about topics and things. It was growing up really well, but then COVID happened. I also like lost the commitment, so it kind of like fell short too. And afterwards, I decided I still want to like do something like this, and I, because it's been like how many years and I still keep going back to the same thing over and over and over because I love it. And even if I don't realize how I wanted to do it, I know I wanted to like create a platform for voices, not just my voice. Of course, I love my voice to be heard, but I think we all have very unique stories and journey that sometimes it's not well like talked about, or it's not well represented, or sometimes people tell our story, they tell it in the way that we we don't feel like connected to those stories. So I know I've always wanted to do it. So, and I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. So when I, during my master's now in Canada, and I'm thinking about it, I kind of like try a little like project here and there, what I want to do. But I realized the things I really, really love is not just going out and talking to people, but also listening to people. So I decided to go back to being the kind of entrepreneur I want to be, creating platform for writings, for storytelling, and everything basically just like center around who I am, my personality. And so that's kind of like led to the birth of Hats right now. And I'm very, very excited about it. Hats basically means health education, health entrepreneurship, activism, research, and transformative storytelling. So everything about health, everything about entrepreneurship, everything about storytelling, activism, it's all going to be like a platform for it. And Hats is divided into four major components that I'm still working to develop all the other parts of it. The first component, of course, is going to be this podcast that I'm very excited to launch today. And this podcast, basically, I already talked about it. So the next part of Hats is going to be Hats Learn, because I'm also a writer, I'm a writer and I love to write, but I also like to train people. And growing up, also, one of the things I've seen is that people feel like being a writer, being a creative, like a painter, and all these arts don't really have like career, but that's wrong, because I've seen people who've like had a very successful career in the arts. So Hats Learn basically is going to be training people to develop their creative project and also how to monetize their project. So how to be an entrepreneur as a painter. And after Hats Learn, we have the Dialogues. It's going to be an annual or biannual event where we just like have live interaction with people and just have very important conversation. Initially, I was hoping it'd be a debate, but I feel like sometimes people are very like sensitive, and I'm trying to avoid creating a space where people feel like their voice is not heard. Not that I don't want like gonna be disagreement in feelings, of course, and opinions and ideas, but sometimes debate is about winning, and I don't want people to feel like just because you are not the winner means your voice is not valid. That's why I kind of like drew it to more of a dialogue and providing like training for like how to have dialogues, how to have crucial conversations, what are some conflict resolution skills, because I have background in peace studies also. And the next part, which I'm also very, very excited, it's going to be our annual CAPS Award, which is the Canadian Talent in Performing Arts and Storytelling Award. It's going to be an annual award where we basically provide a space where people of different artistic talent, including writers, can be able to submit their work and have those work be selected for various prizes, and have like annual gala where we just say these are creatives, and we have platform where you can publish your work, where people can know that you are creative. Because I also struggled a lot initially with, even though I've like written a book, I was like, at what point do I call myself an author? Is it when I'm self-published author, or is it when I'm traditionally published? So this is also going to be a space where we figure that out together. So basically, those are like the most important components of Hats, and I'm very, very excited about it. I think so far my journey has taught me the power of like passion and perseverance. If you have passion for something, maybe sometimes we have like ideas and just like come out, and you are not sure if I like this idea, but how far or how long can I go with this idea? I personally would tell you to just like wait it out for like a few weeks and see if you're still like really crazy about the idea, then go for it. Because that's what has happened to me, and the more I grew up, the more I figured this is what I like to do. So I'm encouraging everybody to join me on this journey so we can build this platform for everybody, regardless of their age, race, gender, and sexuality, especially for people who feel like they don't have platform for their voices to be heard. We're gonna have like our website online for people to just like submit stories, or for you to just like opt to be a guest, tell us about yourself, and we are happy to have your story on our platform. I want it very inclusive. I'm African, but I also try to get away from the words of BIPOC, because I feel like sometimes BIPOC is not really inclusive of everybody, especially members of like transgender community, or you know, like other or queer group. So that's basically about HAT. And if you, I'm not gonna say it now, but eventually, if you really like our programs and what we offer, do consider supporting our platforms. We're gonna be on various podcasts, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other like social medias, including YouTube and TikTok. Most of our videos will also be on YouTube. I know TikTok also have like long formats now, so we'll be on TikTok and YouTube, and most importantly on Instagram, a little bit of LinkedIn for like our professional side of things. But yeah, we're going to be exploring different platforms. We know things are growing, but we also want a community where everybody feel like included. So regardless of which platform you enjoyed, it's going to be like a community for you. I'm also like on my Instagram very actively. Do feel free to reach out. I'm happy to chat to you. I'm happy to hear your story, and I'm happy to have you on board. So thank you so much for listening to me. I'll tell about my journey and all the random things I'm planning to do. I'm very excited about this. Thank you.